We're doing Brachot, Repta Lamed Alef, Amad Alef, four lines before the lines get really wide. Tanu Rabbanan, Amitiritzu, Shechmen, Dibor HaShamayim. One who davens has to have kavana, has to focus his heart, LaShamayim. The Rif and the Rosh don't have the word LaShamayim here in the Gemara. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah says, and this is how the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that a person has to have kavana for the words that he's saying. A person has to be careful. The Ramah quotes Agos Maimoni, Tzarech Sheyechavein means he should be careful not to mispronounce the words or to skip over the words. So either what the words mean or how he pronounces and what he says. Two alternate understandings, and they're both quoted in Halacha. Abba Shaul Omer, Siman Ledava, we have a pasuk that is a point to this idea. Tachin libam, takshiv oznecha. They have to focus their hearts, and then you listen. Tanya, Marv Yehuda kachya minikosh Rabbi Akiva. Remember Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi is a disciple of Rabbi Akiva. He says, this is how Rabbi Akiva used to daven. Kshaya mitpalel, ima tzibur yam katzer volem netoach tzibur. When he daven with the tzibur, so he would daven quickly because everyone was waiting. So the simple reading of this is that they'd all wait for the rabbi. But that's not how the halacha interprets it. The halacha says you don't wait for a rabbi. This happens to be a custom we have today, but it's not really the way the halacha interpreted this gemara. Technically, you don't have to wait for the rabbi. Today you do, because that's the custom. Okay. But the way the Rashba explains the Gemara, which is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins this Gemara, is that when Rabbi Akiva was the Shaliach Tzibur, that's what it means, Shem Itpalerim HaTzibur. So then everyone's waiting for him, because he's the Shaliach Tzibur. So then he'd quickly finish his own private Shmona Esrei, because everyone was waiting. But when he daven on his own, Adam Menachob Zavit Zom, Otzob Zavit Achiret, a person could leave him in one corner of the room, find him in the other corner of the room. How'd that happen? Because of all the times that he'd bow. How do you do that? I thought it says, we'll see the Gemara in three dapim from now. It's a Tosefta over here in Brachos. They're not supposed to bow more than Chazal instituted. So, one understanding is that at the end of Shmona Esrei, he'd add his own requests. So that's why in his own request, he could bow as much as he wants. In Shmona Esrei, you're not allowed to bow more. Another understanding is that Chazal only prohibited adding bowings at the end of each bracha. But in the middle of the bracha, you could chuckle around as much as you want. And this is the understanding of the Ri, which is how the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. The Aruch HaShulchan even adds that if someone is chuckling and bows out of excitement in his tefillah, that's a wonderful thing. Look, he's being just like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, that's Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan there in passing also mentions that it's a nice thing to bow when you say the words Vanachnu Korim U'Mishtachavim, and also in the Avodah of Yom Kippur, Zecher LaMikdash. So, okay, others have an issue with that, but the Aruch HaShulchan, yeah. The Tosfos claims that this is the basis for the minhag, that in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that people are bowing when they daven, and they just straighten up at the end of each blessing so that they don't transgress this institution. The Chazal didn't want us bowing in each blessing. Okay, onward. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, lo mitpalel adam bebayit sheyesh bo chalonot. A person should always daven in a house that has windows. So we will discuss this at greater length when we revisit it in three dapim, in Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Shenemar v'chavin petichan lei. It says that Daniel had windows open facing Jerusalem. Yachol yitpalel dam kol yom kulok v'mfurash al-dei Daniel. Person might think to daven all day. Daniel already explained, v'zim nitlat abiyoma, he'd have three times a day to daven. Not all day. It's a good thing, but, you know, whatever. You'd think maybe Daniel only started that out in exile. So it tells us it's the same thing he'd been doing all along. which is a big chiddush, because Daniel was a kid when he was exiled, as it says in the beginning of the book of Daniel. So the Talmud is learning from something he did as a kid who was even smaller, whatever. Okay. I guess if in the book of Daniel it points out that this is what he did even before he was exiled, so then the book of Daniel, which he wrote as an adult, is telling us that idea. Okay. You think a person could daven in any direction he wants. Talmud Amar Negid Yerushalayim. That's why it says opposite Yerushalayim, and we're out of time. We'll pick up here Bezat Hashem tomorrow.